Good morning and welcome back to Trivial Wisdom the Pod. I'm Mikel, and today we're talking about quarantine. Finally, TrivWiz the Pod is going to tackle COVID-19. Right now, worldwide, there is panic and concern about this virus. First, above all else, if you're a United States dweller, visit www.cdc.gov. Do it now. Do it every other day or so. Updates from professionals looking for solutions to this pandemic will be found there. If outside the U.S., find the site for your equivalent organization. Though they mean well, memes aren't always up to date or 100% accurate. So get informed. Now, what I actually want to talk about today is the quarantine. Some countries have been doing it for weeks. Some cities and states are just beginning. Others haven't quite gotten there yet, but it's looming. And quarantine can sound a bit, maybe a lot, intimidating, but it really doesn't have to be. As so many people have pointed out, it can be an opportunity to unwind, learn something new, make progress on that project you've been putting off, hone a skill, or just spend time with loved ones at home. The good news is, we have the internet. Many companies are stepping up with free or reduced price resources for those of us stuck at home and doing our best not to need to go outdoors. I'm going to just run through some of those that I've come across and encourage you to keep your ear to the ground. Literally, new ones keep popping up. Even as I'm recording this, there's going to be something new that's available during this time. So searching on Google for similar resources in your area may bring up surprising results. And one more thing, due to the high specificity of some of the things I'm mentioning, please check the show notes for links to resources mentioned. So let's start with education. Schools are extending spring break or otherwise closing. So kids are at home, and parents who, you know, they're not teachers now feel like they have to make sure their kids are learning something. Some schools have the framework to continue classes online with their students, but this isn't super common, and it's more likely with colleges than it is with grade schools. So companies like Scholastic are providing free online lessons for students through middle school. Parents concerned about lapses in education can use this, and there are other companies that are providing lessons like that. Some of them do charge, but Scholastic's is free. For college-age students, with their schools closing down, universities were among some of the first institutions to shut their doors during this quarantine period. For them, if your classes have been suspended and you might be displaced from your student housing, U-Haul is offering 30 days of free storage. So if you need somewhere to put your things and you are kind of, you know, up in the air with where you are right now, that could be an option for you as a college student. Children out of school are no longer receiving up to 2 meals that they were used to getting throughout the day. Some families rely on these food services to help their family, so this can be a tough time. If this affects you or someone you know, please do yourself a favor and look up free food for children quarantine. Just those keywords. Some schools, restaurants, and shelters are opening their doors at specific times to meet this need, specifically aimed towards children out of school. There are resources. People are amassing lists. I know LAUSD has a whole list of schools that are still going to be serving food. Continuing with food, you may have noticed that canned goods, staples like rice and beans, sanitizing products, soaps, and for some reason toilet paper are in short supply at some stores. This panic buying is ill-advised. Rationing requires that we all take a little bit so that everyone can have access. But while things are hectic, some grocery stores have started senior hours. These are specific times of day that our more vulnerable part of the population can shop without the hustle of younger buyers taking everything off the shelves before older citizens can get there. Some restaurants are expanding their delivery menus and contracts with companies like Grubhub or DoorDash so that they can continue to provide their services while reducing human-to-human contact. Even some Starbucks are only doing drive-through and delivery at this point. Now let's switch gears and talk about jobs. If your job is shutting down for a while and you aren't able to work from home, you may be lucky to work for a company that is covering employee wages during this time. Some wonderful individuals are picking up the slack where their billionaire employers are failing to do so and covering the cost themselves. For example, in the NBA, Mark Cuban is the only team owner paying the wages for arena employees. In other cities, some of the players themselves are covering those costs or putting money towards it. So while these sports are not going, those employees who you don't really think about, the ones who work in the arena, are going to be covered while they're not able to actually work. If your employer is not doing this, consider whether you can band together and fight it. I am friends with a super powerful woman who is working as a barista for Slack. And that's a company name. It probably sounds weird in a sentence. When they were terminated from their positions without pay or severance or even proper warning, she and her coworkers band together and fought the decision, and they have since been compensated. It can be done, and in some cases, you've got to stand up for yourself in that way. That's one of the cases where it definitely worked out. And just a little, you know, reminder, many people in art industries are not actually employees. They are freelancers. So while some companies are paying for their employees, independent contractors or freelancers are not under their obligation to cover. So they're losing work and they don't have a safety net. So if you see any kind of petition or bills put forward in your area, just try and support that. Remember that they are out there, they exist. If you have been suspended from your job with or without pay, here is how some companies and states are ensuring that people don't break their savings. Major cities like Portland, Los Angeles, and New York are putting forth legal measures to suspend evictions in the cases that people are unable to afford rent if they are no longer receiving income. Many other states and counties are considering similar measures, similar bills, so support those in your area. Even if it doesn't affect you, it affects a lot of other people. Write your congressional representatives. If you're already quarantined, I bet you have time for that. Call if you can. Some cities have also promised not to cut off water and power for the same reason. Just because you can't afford your utility bills, they are not going to be cutting off your resources. That's very, very, very important. Similarly, internet and phone providers are extending free unlimited access for a period of time during quarantine, giving waivers for unpaid bills or late fees. Some are even offering hotspot access to non-subscribers. And this is important because we get a lot of our information now from the internet. I already told you to go to the CDC website. That doesn't work if your internet isn't working. So this is really huge. You gotta definitely check in with your company and make sure that they are doing something like this. If they are not, insist that they do. And you know what? For some fun stuff, because a lot of that was pretty, you know, these are necessary, but these are, you know, just for your peace of mind while you're at home. Museums are offering virtual tours of their now closed grounds for free. So you can get online and visit a foreign museum. Culture yourself. Links in the show notes. Similarly, you can stream the New York Mets opera for free for a limited time since they are no longer performing in front of an audience. They're doing that. Some production companies are releasing long-awaited films for streaming ahead of schedule to encourage us to stay home. That's the case with movies like Frozen 2. Some of these films are meant to be in theaters right about now, so that's even sooner than just a DVD release. There is an extension. It's not Netflix itself, but it is an extension for Google Chrome if you have that browser. It's also free. You can download it on your computer if you want it. It's called Netflix Party. So this extension allows you to watch any Netflix show or movie with a group of friends with a little chat box so you can feel like you're going to the movies with your friends even when you're not going anywhere. Also, don't forget libraries. I know me and libraries, I love them. They have digital books, library books. You can get them on your phone, your tablets, your computer. You can still read all the books without actually stepping into the library. So bust out your Kindles for that. And on a positive sort of separate note, you know, quarantine has had some unintentional side effects, and that is clearer skies and cleaner water. People indoors struggle to pollute, and it's interesting to see how quickly some of the results have been seen by people. In Italy, they were pointing out how they hadn't seen the water so clear in a while, that it's always usually really murky because there's people, you know, on their boats in there constantly. And that's kind of a cool thing. I mean, for a lot of people, quarantine can be sort of nerve-wracking, but ultimately, if you have resources like these, you can just sort of relax. And in the meantime, the earth gets a little relaxed time too. That's really cool. Overall, this situation is strange and for most unprecedented, but we can actually get through it. If we support each other and practice good hygiene and social distancing like has been recommended, we can enjoy a few nice days at home with some things just off our plate while we ride out this virus. So everyone, stay safe. And remember, we record from home, so we'll keep Trivial Wisdom the Pod going throughout. Thanks for tuning in to Trivial Wisdom the Pod on the Trivial Wisdom Media Network. If you can, we do always appreciate a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out our other great podcasts. Music is Jump Up by Purple Planet. We hope you'll join us again Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for your feel-good pick-me-up. And no matter what, have a great day.